And at the top of international news, the UN's envoy to Syria says President Bashar al-Assad's government has agreed to abide by a ceasefire during the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha. Nathan Morley reports.
Lakhdar Brahimi told reporters in Cairo that most opposition factions had also said they would observe any ceasefire. The government said it would make its final decision on Thursday. Mr. Brahimi said he hoped to use the lull in fighting over the Eid al-Adha holiday, which starts on Friday, to discuss a longer and more effective ceasefire.
Following my recent visit to Damascus, I would like to tell you that the Syrian government has agreed to a ceasefire during the Eid period. I believe they will issue a statement to this effect either today or tomorrow. We contacted other sites inside Syria and leaders of the fighting groups. Most of them had also accepted to observe a ceasefire. If this modest initiative succeeds, we hope to build on it and aim for a lasting and solid ceasefire.
The leader of the Syrian National Council, the main opposition coalition, told the Associated Press that he had little hope that the truce would take hold. A ceasefire negotiated in April by Mr. Brahimi's predecessor, Kofi Annan, broke down within days and was followed by an escalation in the conflict. Human rights and opposition activists now estimate that 30,000 people have died since March last year. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.